Hey, welcome everybody. Brother Goodwin here. You're watching Prophecy in the Spotlight, and we're going to discuss on today's program something about UFOs. As you know, they're disclosing or have been disclosing the UFO files from the government and the CIA and all them guys. So I don't know. You take it with a grain of salt, and what you're going to see, what you're going to hear. But I'll tell you what, a lot of what you're going to hear is deception. If you didn't watch last week's program, you ought to go on YouTube and watch that. Go to Prophecy Spotlight or go to our website, prophecyspotlight.com. The YouTube channel's right there. And look for episode 301. And we talked about deception, the church and deception or something like that we called it. Or the church and apostasy, I think we called it. And we talked some pretty serious things about deception. Where does it come from? Is it happening now? And I believe this UFO stuff is part of that deception. I really believe, and we'll say this, I'm sure, during the show today, but I really believe the UFOs are going to be blamed for the rapture. I believe that's what this is all about. And it's to discredit God. If there's something from out of space, from another planet, other worlds, other universes, what does that do to your faith in the Bible? God doesn't say that he created anybody else. Bible says Eve is the mother of all living. And so just like evolution, this can discredit people's faith. And they're not going to get me. I'll tell you that right now. I'm grounded. And I wrote a book called The UFOs, True or False. And she'll put that up during the program. You'll get to see that. And I would encourage you to get that. Just a little 40-page book that just lays it all out there, and I think settles this thing. I'm going to read a few verses out of here about what's going on. We got the history of UFOs in this little book here, and I'll show you how it all started and why this is just crazy. And I also give my opinion on what these UFOs really are, the real ones now, the ones that are actually something strange flying. Most of it is military stuff, and they ain't going to tell you about it. We know about the flying wing now because it's antique. They've got something far better than that. And the stuff that the government has, they're never going to tell you. And it's not going to be in them files. So, all right, Doc's in the studio. We're going to discuss this UFO hype, okay? We're going to try to help you today, okay? So, stay tuned. Hey, welcome everybody. We just beamed in. And on a humorous note here, this is the Star Trek, Battlestar Galactica, Star Wars generation.
It is.
I grew up in this generation. I was a young boy when Star Trek came out. I'm not saying I'm against any of those shows. I'm against immorality, if there's immorality in them, but I'm not against sci-fi stuff as long as a person's grounded. I mean, you know, as long as you understand it's fiction, it's just a story.
Fiction.
And Ali Baba and the 70 Thieves, I think that's fiction.
But we're in a society where the greater majority seem to believe it's reality.
Yeah. And to go further than that, the greater majority of the Bible-believing prophecy world, I don't know about the Bible-believing world in general, but the prophecy world.
A lot of them have gone all wild.
90% of the prophecy world is Nephilim, UFO, all that stuff. The return of the Nephilim, they're coming to finish what they started in Genesis 6. And it's all built on a foundation that's not there.
It's all built on a fictional reading and insertion of ideas into Scripture that is not there in the written text.
Yeah. I'm seeing guys advertise Bibles now with with, and this Bible has the original books that it came with that haven't been removed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Book of Enoch and all that stuff.
I know.
And the Apocrypha. That never was part of the Bible.
Nope.
The King James Bible, it was in that, the first printing. They knew it was just there for historical reasons. It wasn't there. Everybody knew part of Scripture. And all right, so Doc, we got a couple of articles here that we're gonna mm-hmm. read a little bit.
Interesting articles, both from the same.
Yeah, they're both from Prophecy News Watch, and I like Prophecy News Watch, but I don't agree with everything that they believe either.
Yeah,
and
they don't agree with us on everything.
But they do have some good stuff.
They have some excellent stuff.
We often use articles that they've written. I've advertised with them over the years and sold a lot of books and got us out there way back in them early days, and. Used to know somebody there, but I've lost contact with most of them, I guess. I think most people cut us off a long time ago, Doc.
Yeah.
From that crowd. I don't get calls from any of them anymore to do TV shows.
Right.
And I am going on Faith and Freedom again.
Well, good.
Now, by the time this airs, it'll already have played.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be Wednesday the 20th or something like that of May. Faith and Freedom, they could probably go back and find it, and I'll probably post it anyway. They contact me today. I asked them what the topic was. I haven't heard back yet. This topic came up, by the way, when I was on the show. And in fact, the host, Rick, brought it up, and I just started going. And I think I threw him for a loop. I don't think he expected that. So I'm not sure.
They may edit that out.
No, I don't know.
I don't think so.
Well, they have asked me back on. Maybe they're gonna come after me. Maybe they're gonna bombard me. Maybe he's gonna have somebody come on to try to. No, I'm just joking.
No,
and I'll figure out what they want to talk about. I think they like us, and I like them. And even though we may not agree on everything, there's a lot of people, good men out there
that we
don't agree with them on everything. So let's read a little bit of this one here, this story, the Nephilim, who were they?
Mm-hmm.
The recent release of long awaited UFO related government documents has once again pulled the public imagination toward one of the most persistent and controversial questions of modern times. What exactly are unidentified anomalies phenomenon?
Mm-hmm.
That's that word you were talking about. They're not UFOs anymore.
No.
They're unidentified anomalies phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a UAP.
Mm-hmm.
A UAP. And how should they be interpreted? The latest batch of files released following a directive from President Donald Trump includes historical State Department cables, FBI records, and NASA mission transcripts now made available through a newly launched Pentagon portal.
Right.
Officials have framed the release as part of a broader push for transparency. I'm not sure it's going to do a thing. Except
well, what
cause
few
more.
I've seen is no different than the ones that have already been seen.
There is a piece you wanted me to read here,
and
we'll probably just read a couple paragraphs of this and then move on to the other one. Among the most striking responses came from Representative Lauren Boebert. That's the black-haired lady in Congress, who suggested that some of the phenomenon described in these records may not be extraterrestrial at all, but spiritual in nature.
Mm-hmm.
So extraterrestrial is saying life on other universes and planets.
Mars and whatever. Yeah.
Spiritual in nature, she's talking about angels, fallen angels, or whatnot. Speaking in the context of renewed interest in UFO disclosures, she framed the issue through a biblical worldview. Well, it's her biblical worldview. It's not my biblical worldview. And I don't believe it's the Bible's biblical worldview.
I know it's
worldview.
Not.
Pointing, and I'm not being mean to her.
No.
She's not a theologian. I guess she's saved. I don't know.
She got her information from the same place others have.
She's watching these, and it's everywhere now.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
And she's bought into it that there are these Nephilim, because she says so here, and I'll read it in a second here. The biblical worldview pointing to Old Testament references to fallen angels and the Nephilim. Well, I know one thing. There is no Old Testament reference to Nephilim, because if you put that in your search engine, it's not in the King James Bible.
Nope.
The word giant is in there.
Mm-hmm.
God is the creator of the universe, Boebert says. She's got that right. He's never not going to create. I don't know what that means.
That is,
what does that mean?
But see, that's not true. Because when he got done at day number six,
he rested.
It is finished.
Okay. So what does she mean, he's never not going to create?
In other words, possibly he's created other peoples out there somewhere or whatever else. It leaves it too open for interpretation.
Yeah. Okay. That's a red flag right there.
Yes, it is.
So it's always been something in my mind, and this is Miss Boebert speaking. Again, I'm not trying to be mean to her.
No.
I'm sure she's a nice lady, and there's a lot of people who
don't
understand
this stuff. She's a good conservative politician.
Yeah. And I'd like to help her if I could. I would give her a free book if she get a hold of me.
Amen.
And how can we be the only ones? All right, so that is what that means. She goes on to say, how can we be the only people in the universe? Well, that's like saying, how can the universe go on forever?
You know, mm-hmm.
There's no answer for that.
No.
And so she's asking a question that cannot be answered, and the Bible talks about that. And they're foolish questions. God hasn't told us. How can we be the only ones? And that's what she means by he's never not going to create.
Yeah.
She went on to connect modern unexplained sightings to ancient scripture, stating that the Old Testament tells us about fallen angels and Nephilim. And she says, I mean, this is in the Bible. There's a lot in the Bible, but Nephilim and people in flying saucers is not part of the Bible.
No, it's not.
These modern unexplained sightings. Just because they're unexplained doesn't mean there's not an explanation.
Right.
There's an explanation for every one of them. And I guarantee you, one explanation is it's not angels flying around
Read her next statement down there.
All right, here we go. Her comments extended further into speculative territory, suggesting that some encounters might involve portals. So that's a door.
Mm-hmm.
Portals or spiritual dimensions rather than physical spacecraft. In other words, a door to another dimension.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't say it that way, but that's what a portal is. A portal is a sci-fi word for what the Bible calls a door.
Right.
In Revelation 4:1, behold, a door was opened.
No,
in
that
heaven.
Is a portal.
And a portal, and it's the same thing. It's a door, and there are these doors that God has, but man cannot get through these doors, and that may be something to do with the Tower of Babel. I don't know. I don't know all that the Tower of Babel meant, but it was pretty serious.
Yes,
that
it
God
was.
Ended it, and it could be that somehow they were going to maybe enter a forbidden doorway. I don't know. These remarks have reunited a long living. No, I skipped. Wait a minute. I skipped. Let me go back. Her comments extended further into speculative territory, suggesting some encounters might involve portals or spiritual dimensions rather than physical spacecraft. I wouldn't put it as Marvin the Martian kind of thing, she added. Well, that's good. But I do believe that this is more spiritual, and if you really want to go there, demonic. So she's taking the side that these are demonic beings that are being seen.
And I'm going to agree with her to this point. It is demonic activity, but I'm not so sure that it's all the manifestations that they want it to be.
All right. Well, maybe you should have said it. There is demonic activity. We do know there's demonic activity.
Absolutely.
But these sightings that people are seeing, the question is, are those part of that demonic activity? I don't believe it is.
Well, to the point that they are behind the scenes creating the idea of it, but I don't think it's the actual
that could
manifestation.
Be.
Oh, I'm convinced.
It could
the
be that demonic beings, they want to. Well, what does it matter to them if to explain away the rapture? Why would Satan care?
He wants people to have any doubt about the scripture. Period. It's just like you've said. So
in other words,
times.
He wants them to worship the Antichrist. So
Absolutely.
If the rapture's true, if you're left behind and you know the rapture's true, you're gonna rebel against the Antichrist.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see that.
There's a lot to but it's a way of cementing the world.
But I believe what they're seeing is not demonic activity. Demonic activity may be channeling that,
it's
helping people
it's
believe
what's
this
creating thing. The thinking of it.
Yeah.
And not only the thinking, but as we discussed last week on deception, it is a major part of deception.
Yeah.
Once it enters into the mind, it won't be long if you're not careful. You're following that rather than what the Bible has to say.
So have we got an answer to the question in that UFO that fallen angel is riding around? Is there a joystick or a steering wheel? Have we figured this out yet?
I haven't figured it out. I've been waiting. Yeah. No. In one of these articles that we had, one of the military men was saying that in all the evaluation of it, the greater majority is explained away either by military or research or just light or whatnot.
Yep.
And very little, if any of it, even according to him, could be outside of something.
In my UFO book on page 21, truth is stranger than fiction with Horton's all-wing aircraft design.
Mm-hmm.
New research dispels some of the myths behind the world's first jet-powered flying wing. Some guy named David Kindy, Daily Correspondent, October 2020. He says, in 1943, the all-wing, and there's a picture of it in mm-hmm. here. In fact, there's a museum, and it's mentioned in here, and I can't remember where the museum's at, somewhere on the East Coast. There's a museum where you can see this thing. This is real.
Hmm.
This is a flying wing that Germany had invented in 1943, the all-wing, and it was jet-propelled. Had they got that going,
that's right,
there'd be no America today. We'd all be speaking German.
Yeah.
And Hitler, from what I read, Hitler felt like it was too expensive. They weren't ready, and they quit it. They went on. But they were very intelligent.
Oh, very intelligent
people.
Very scientific.
And my point is, and why I put this in my UFO book, is if you were alive in 1943, and somebody was testing this flying by your neighborhood, or maybe you're out hunting on a river and you look up and what in the world was that? Nothing can go that fast. They've never seen anything
that's
go that fast.
That's an unidentified.
This is a jet. This
yep.
thing flew
fast.
If you'd have saw that, if the word had been coined, and I don't think it had been coined yet in 1943, I think it's 1951 or somewhere, or 1947, I think is where the word maybe came into existence, but had you seen this thing, you'd have told everyone you know, I saw something from outer space. It's a UFO, or this is not of our planet. And I've heard people say that mm-hmm. in our generation, just in the last year.
I guarantee
what I saw is nothing from this world. From this world.
Yep.
Well, you'd have said that about this, too, if you'd have seen it. Nothing could go that fast, streaking across the sky. And, so I put that in the book. In fact, I say here in the 2011 movie Captain America, the First Avenger, the hero battles the evil Nazi Red Skull on board a sleek, menacing all-wing aircraft. Have you seen it? Probably not.
No. Nope.
I don't know if I've seen it or not. But in the waning days of World War II, and they say it was very similar to the real thing that existed back then.
I don't know.
And the movie used this. There's an answer to all this stuff. There's an answer to this UFO hype.
Yeah.
It's some of it is just light. It's just strange.
Well, it's like you said either last week or in an update. You know, it's fables.
Yeah, some of it is, and some of it is something that someone really saw something, but it's not. They're jumping to a conclusion that it's...
They jump to the conclusion because they've had these thoughts put in their mind. If you hadn't had all those thoughts in your mind to start with, you wouldn't have jumped to those kind of
conclusions.
This
is the sci-fi generation.
It is.
And it's gotten snowballed. It's worse now than ever.
And it's no coincidence that in that Star War mentality, they're going to beam them up. Because I'm convinced all of this hype is to have a mystery that everybody's consumed with this mysterious stuff so that when the real thing happens and we're caught out of here, they'll have a way to answer to a world that's left without any Holy Spirit protection from delusion.
Isn't the idea going to be that these people were bad for society and
evidently,
they had to be removed? That's one theory that I've heard.
There's various theories as to it. I don't know what one will be predominant, or it probably doesn't have to be any. It's just that they are creating, all this hype is creating the environment for the nurturing of the thought process along these lines.
I did a live stream recently about the telescope in Arizona. Hmm. The Vatican owns it. It's in Arizona. It's been there a long time. They are watching the sky.
Yeah.
And they're not secretive about it. They're looking for something from out of space, a spaceship, you know, whatever. They don't come right out. And what I've read, they don't come right out and say one way or another what they believe, but they're keeping an open mind.
Yeah.
And it's very possible that they're going to come out in the near future and say, we have seen something. We have interacted with some beings from out there.
I won't doubt any of that, because you're already having people.
And that's deception.
It is deception.
And it will be deception, because it's not true. And and I've also heard that it's very possible that they're going to make announcement worldwide that we have been corrected by these beings from outer space, that we've been wrong on some things, and our Bible's wrong.
One of these articles stresses the fact, and very well looked into, that what this is doing, and all somebody has to do in a authoritative way, is to say what you just said, and we've had contact, we've communicated, whatnot. Yeah. All that it is to bring into question the authority and accuracy of the Bible.
Exactly right. And there's already been movies about this stuff where we've been contacted.
Yes.
Now, let me tell you, people are going to buy it.
Yes.
Most people are going to buy it. By the way, if the Vatican, the Roman Church, comes out publicly with something like this,
yeah.
How many Catholics are there in the world?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is there a billion?
I don't know, probably.
There's a lot. How many of them are going to believe this?
Absolutely. Well, here's the thing, Dan. And I'm glad I'm not the judge as to know who is really saved or not.
Yeah.
But I'm confident that a very small percentage of people who call themselves a Christian are truly born again. And unless you're born again, you are not sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise till the day of redemption. So therefore, just because they call themselves a Christian, they may not be born again at all, and they do not have the discernment that the Holy Spirit gives you in these matters.
Yeah.
And when I hear Christians, quote unquote, and Christian ministries propagating this stuff and lauding it, it causes me to wonder, wait a minute. Now, I know the Holy Spirit can be quenched. I know it can be grieved and all of these things. But somewhere along the line, the Holy Spirit, as Paul said to the first folks at Thessalonica, you're not of the night. You're not walking in the darkness. You're children of the day. You're walking in the light. If that's the case, somewhere along the line, the Holy Spirit is going to give you an ability to see through all of this and realize, wait a minute, none of this is real. But if those who call themselves Christian are caught up in it, consumed by it, and never can even see when somebody shows them the light from the Scripture, it causes me to wonder, Dan.
Now, let me make a statement, and I want to give some dangers of this UFO hype. Just some simple things to try to help our audience here. My statement is this, and this is what I believe. You folks that are watching, you're welcome to your own opinion. This is what I believe. I would suspect it's what Doc believes as well, but let me read it. All propulsion-equipped flying objects that are ever seen, filmed, or detected on radar are man-made. Do you agree with that?
I would agree with that.
I mean, who else could have made it?
That's right.
So, all right, here's some dangers of this.
Fallen
UFO
angels
hype.
Could not, because fallen angels are spirit beings.
Yep. And they're not creators.
That's right.
Satan can't create a blade of grass in my front yard.
All they could do is disfigure or mutilate.
And they deceive.
And deceive. And, yep. Exactly.
So what's the danger? You know, you say, well, what's the big deal? What's it matter what if someone believes in UFOs? Number one, it gets us away from the clear teachings of the Bible.
That's right.
Gets us away from that. Absolutely. Number two?
It causes us to question, is it the authority of it?
Yeah. Since it's filled with such sensationalism, it can bring discord among believers. Well, and
it has it not?
Yeah. Number three, it leads the believers into fables. Which Paul warned against.
That's right.
Number four, it keeps us occupied with things other than what the Lord called us to do. We're occupied with something that's not even true. What a waste of a life.
And it's once time has been used up, you can't ever reclaim it.
Nope.
So you can't go back and say, oh, I was wrong for 5 years, and all of a sudden, no, you've lost 5 years.
Yeah. You'll like this one, Don. The danger of UFO hype, it leads to other rabbit holes.
It does.
In other words, that's a preacher statement.
Exactly.
If you folks don't know what I mean by that, it leads to other stories and other beliefs and rabbit trails.
And you build upon it.
Yeah.
Just kind of like the misconception of Genesis chapter 6.
And that's exactly right.
It's been built upon, and none of it is true.
I've said for years, even before I get into prophecy, I've said a wrong understanding of Genesis 6.
Absolutely.
Leads to a lot of problems later on in the Bible. And
look where we are.
UFOs and
yep.
And they're in these UFOs abducting women now. And
yes.
No, you know, I'd like to know who witnessed that. Did somebody hide and see it? I mean, nah. Number six, it's dangerous because it discredits believers before the world.
That's right.
Discredits believing people. In the sight of the world because they're following after a lie.
That's right.
And lastly here, the danger of UFO hype, if it is deception from Satan, it makes us a co-laborer together in the deception.
Wow. That's sad, but that's so true.
Yeah. And
Couldn't
that's
you
what
imagine?
You were just saying.
You just said it. Here I am. I'm in a ministry and I've got a ministry. And I've spent 30 minutes talking to somebody about this exciting stuff of UFO. Now let me tell you, the Bible says you need to be born again. They're going to look at you and say, wait a minute, what's going on here? It doesn't coincide, does it? There's, as the Bible says, what fellowship hath light with darkness?
Well, let's close with this statement. And the last statement in the book is this. Do not get caught up in the UFO hype.
Yes.
Coming from prophecy ministries today or from government officials.
That's right.
I added that part. That's not in there. Doc, a quick.
Well, number one,
closing.
Make sure you're saved. Make sure you truly have been born again. If I could cause you to question your salvation, maybe there's a reason. Because if you're truly born again, you couldn't shake me from it for anything. I know. And then you need to spend the rest of your life trying to win others to Christ rather than chasing fairy tales.
All right. Thank you, Doc. We'll be back next week. Don't miss it. Until then, keep your eyes on them skies.